Four Little Friends, The Greatest Treasure, A Read Together Story by Rhonda Gibb Henriksen. If you keep my commandments and endure to the end, you shall have eternal life. Which gift is the greatest of all the gifts of God? Doctrine and Covenants, Section 14, Verse 7. God has given us great treasures.
One of those treasures is
the true Church of Jesus Christ.
The Church of Jesus Christ is a treasure because it teaches us what we need to do to live with Heavenly Father again.
Jesus told many parables about this treasure.
One was about a man who found a treasure hidden in a field.
The man was excited. He wanted to keep the treasure, but he had a problem. He did not own the field.
He also didn't have enough money to buy the field.
The man thought about the treasure. He knew it was worth more than all he had.
So, he sold everything and bought the field.
Finally, he owned the treasure. He was very happy.
In another parable, Jesus told about a merchant who was searching for beautiful pearls.
One day, he found a pearl that was greater than all the other pearls. Jesus called it a pearl of great price.
The man wanted that pearl, but it was very expensive. The only way he could get it was to do the same thing that the man who had found the treasure had done. He had to sell everything he owned.
So the merchant sold all that he had and bought the pearl.
Both of these men found great treasures, and both of them gave up everything they had to get them.
God has given us a great treasure,
the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
He wants us to treasure it.
How?
By learning and obeying the commandments,
no matter what.
That is the only way we can keep it.
That is the only way we can receive God's greatest treasure of all,
eternal life. Needle Punch Card by Julie Wardell. Note, you may need assistance with this activity. End of note. To make a needle punch card, you will need a pencil, an envelope, an extra large sewing needle, a pen, and a piece of paper. 1. With a pencil, lightly draw a simple shape or design on the envelope. Heart, flower, butterflies, initials, dots, etc. Using the needle, poke holes spaced slightly apart on the lines you have drawn on the envelope. See illustrations. 2. Write a message on the piece of paper and sign it. Then lightly draw a design on the paper and needle punch it. Fold the paper and place it in the envelope. End of the activity, Needle Punch Card by Julie Wardell.
The Birthday Card by Rebecca Hurst. Note, this is a Reba story. It starts with a picture of Katie was looking at a picture of a calendar, when she, a picture of a saw, that her, a picture of her mom, had a birthday soon. Katie wanted to buy her, mom, a happy birthday card, but she did not have any money. There's a picture of a rope tied with a knot. Katie looked under the sofa cushions, in her dresser in her bedroom, and in her closet, but she could not find any money. She sat on a picture of her bed, and a few picture of tears ran with an arrow down her face. Mom, a picture of mom, saw Katie crying. "Why are you crying, Katie?" Mom asked. "Because I do not have any money to buy you a birthday card," Katie said. "Oh, Katie, it's the thought that counts," Mom said. Katie decided to write all her thoughts about her mom on a piece of paper. Then Katie used a picture of crayons to color the paper yellow and blue. Katie smiled when she saw the pretty birthday card she had made. "Mom was right. It is the thought that counts," declared Katie. Honey Butter by Beverly B. Nichols. Ingredients: 1/4 cup of honey, 2 tablespoons soft butter or margarine, 2 tablespoons frozen whipped topping thawed, and a piece of toast. Mix the first 3 ingredients together until smooth. Spread the mixture on the toast. The honey butter also tastes good on rolls, French toast, waffles, or pancakes. A Barking Banana by Renee Roy Harding. Body, a peeled banana spread with peanut butter and covered with chocolate sprinkles. Ears, a slice off the bottom of the body and cut in half. Eyes, cereal pieces or mini marshmallows. Nose, half of a maraschino cherry or a raisin. Legs, whiskers and tail. Black shoestring, licorice or pretzel pieces. Cartoon, a woman sees a number of children with a large cake on top of the cabinet, and two of the children are walking off with pieces of cake. Another one is standing on a chair, getting ready to cut a piece, with another boy right behind him licking his chops. And the children say to their mother, "Mom, we're playing Follow the Leader." End of the section for Little Friends.